Thank you, Carrie. Good evening and welcome to our week 5 closing call. My name is Laura Sinkowski and I'm calling in with Smarter Networker. We are back live tonight with Danny Johnson after a killer and off the charts call last night. It was incredible. So thanks so much for so much positive feedback last night. It was awesome. I'm absolutely in love with everything about this class. And looking back over the last 5 weeks and just seeing how people have changed from complete and total fear and intimidation to consistent dialing and so much more confidence, and in turn, they're setting much higher goals, creating so many higher standards for yourself. So awesome job. As you move forward with your business, it's really important that you utilize the MP3s. Go back, listen to the recording, and really allow it to keep you accountable. Some of you actually didn't get the MP3. If you didn't get the MP3, number one, you're crazy. Number two, you have until the end of today to purchase it. And it's a really important product for you to have. It's not something you necessarily want to share. You invested in this class because you saw the value in learning things that you've never been taught before. And this class, for most of you, will radically change your business and your future. So please keep it to yourself. The MP3 is absolutely priceless, and it literally gives you a chance to kind of relive this same class over and over and over again. You're part of a team that experienced something together that no one will ever really be able to even explain in words. And I'm so proud to be a part of this team and to just really see the way a group of people can really come together and support one another. The team camaraderie it's incredible. So, because of that, we've decided to leave open Super Friends as we move on in the class ends. So, the group will still be available to you to help you keep yourself accountable and for y'all to support one another, since I know everyone will be staying consistent with their numbers and their dials. On another note, let's do some quick recognition for those of you who finished in the top last week with closing new prospects. So, these are going to be product client closing statistics. So Caitlin Johnson had 6 brand new product clients start with her last week. Diana Hightower had 9. And congratulations to Christina Rivoli, who had 16 brand new clients get started working with her last week. Awesome job. Congratulations. We also had another group of people that had a really great success rate with developing business leaders. So congratulations to Doug Damski, as well as Avery Wedlington. They both had 4 brand new business partners get started working with them last week. And Amy Wake had 6. So congratulations. Congratulations to all of you. There's been tremendous group success. Every single person's numbers are up. The dials are up. The posture is better. And the closed sales are what how we can prove it. So I love it. This is the most rewarding part of working in this industry, is watching people grow and seeing a brand new person get results and how their mindset changes. And it honestly is just about the best thing ever. So thank you again for believing in what this class could provide or what it could do for you. There is going to be a survey sent out probably tomorrow. So please pay attention to your email. We would really appreciate you filling that out and then getting it sent back in. Also, I just wanted to very quickly thank you again, both Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn, for just pouring so much into this class. Most of you had some serious revelations in the last few weeks, and they both brought so much to the class and poured so much effort and dedication and skill into something that all of you can take as you grow in your business. So tonight is our last and final class, and we really have the very best of the very best on the call with us tonight. I could just not be any more grateful for such tremendous leadership and for someone who really believes so much in you. So let's get this party started with the one and only Danny Johnson.
Thank you so much, Laura. You're awesome. I appreciate everything that you're doing with Smarter Networker and how much you care about everyone's success and how you've been so devoted to the industry for such a decade. It's been a decade for you, which is awesome. And I'm very excited about the future of all of the clients with SmarterNetworker.com and DannyJohnson.com, because of people like you, Brian Niederhaus, Richie, of course, Kristen Niederhaus, and Jackie Bailey, who have worked so diligently and so hard because we all really, really care and we know how to help people succeed, and we're using our talent to help other people succeed, which is super fun. So, Laura, thank you. That's really sweet of you. And, man, all that recognition is amazing. So just as we started off last night, it's time to write down those sprouts. I don't need to explain why, because you were all with me last night, but we do need to take time tonight to focus in on the sprouts. Even if you had some today, if you did not get a chance to share some yesterday or last night, this is your chance. And press number one. There's a whole lot of you that have a lot to share. I'm looking at the numbers. I've been going through every single person's profile, every person's numbers, and I'm really impressed. So many of you have super high closing ratios, and I don't think you know it, because the reason why it doesn't feel like you have super high closing ratios is because you're putting so few people through the front end. So, meaning, there's a bunch of you with 50% closing ratio, 100%, 80% closing ratio, some of you with 200% closing ratio, which means that, you know, you presented to one and then you chased that one to get, you know, two more customers out of the deal, or that some others from the past, like, piled in. But there's a lot. And then, of course, there's a lot of zeros, too, and don't worry about that. If you're at that 0% closing ratio, hey, I was there for a long time. And I have other clients that were there for a really, really long time, like meaning a couple of years. Actually, there's some that before they came to training with us, you know, 10 years with the 0% closing ratio. So don't worry about your 0% closing ratio. You should worry if you're not doing the dials. Then you should consider, like, step away and put yourself out of your misery because you're not serious about building your business. And so just be good with the fact that you're hanging out with the community, you're a wholesale user of the products, there is a place for you here, you're probably a wonderful encourager, you love being encouraged by everybody else that's at the presentations or at First Steps or whatever. Everyone has a place in the industry, and maybe you're just here to learn. This is your season to be here to learn. And not only that, but maybe you can't find a better group of people to hang out with. And you know what? That's a hardcore reality. You know what I mean? You know, like, not too many of us go to church with people we actually want to hang with at church. You know what I mean? Or you work with people you don't want to hang out with at work. You know, so maybe I'll get into it at the very end of the call about the five different types of distributors that you have in your business. But, gosh, I mean, socially these days, I can't think of a better group of people to surround myself with than you. I really can't. People who are draining, people who are trying, people who are giving it their best shot, people who are working on paying off their debt, people who are teachable, people who have vision, people who are helping the orphan, the sick, the widow, the poor. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a single church that's doing all these things, you know? So if that's why you're here, it's okay. And don't stress yourself out, you know, about, oh, you know, gosh, you know, my closing ratios just suck. Like, chill out. Mine did too. Jackie and Stacy's did too. Brian's did too. I'm sure Laura did too. I mean, we all did. So don't worry about it. You're here for a purpose. Don't miss the season of why you're here and the purpose of why you're here. Yeah, because there's everything that you learn here with the Smarter Networker and DannyJohnson.com will never go to waste. It will never, ever go to waste. I've told you before, I use everything I learned from building a business like the one you're building. I used it to build other companies. I used it with my media tours that I've done. I've used it with writing books. I've used it with raising my kids. I've used it with everything. Every skill that you're learning is foundational. It's almost like drills. I'm not a martial artist. I've watched a little bit of it, but there's certain drills that you do again and again and again and again, and you feel like you're, like, you know, hitting the air, or, you know, you're doing these certain moves. They don't make any sense, but, man, when you get in that combat situation, bam. Now it all, because you have the muscle memory for it, it all works. And so that's with any sport, quite honestly, is that there's always far many more drills that get no results up front, right? When I play basketball, sure, thousands of times dribbling, right? Thousands of times shooting from the free throw, three-foot line, you know, thousands of times, running lines, you know, sweating your guts out, running bleachers, all those things that are like saying, gosh, this is useless, this isn't any fun, where are we actually going to play the game? Okay, you have to understand, without running the bleachers, without running the lines, without the 1,000 free throws, and without the rebound drills, and without the dribbling drills and the passing drills, you, if you do not master those basic foundational skills, when you do get in the game, you can't play the game. And so this business and life is the same exact way. So for some of you, you're going through the drills right now. You're paying your dues of working through the drills. The drills are not fun. They're boring. They feel like it's not going to do anything. But I promise you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it is going to take you so much further than you ever, ever, ever would imagine. And you will also use it in your everyday job, your work life, whether your work life is home, taking care of kids and taking care of a home and presenting yourself to your spouse in the way that you should be. That's not a messy bun. That's not some baggy sweats, and that's not last night's makeup. But that's presenting yourself. You know, same with at work. These skills of communication are skills that you're going to use at work. It's going to get you higher paying positions, get you promoted, bonused, all of that stuff is going to come to pass as long as you're practicing the skills. In fact, before I go into the sprouts, I interviewed today Krista Smith. Some of you know who she is, amazing woman. She's been a client of ours since 2007. And Krista Smith, when she came to us, I mean, she left her husband three times. They had just a few kids at the time, and she hated being a mother. She hated being a wife. She hated her life. Her and her husband fought constantly, and they were flat broke. And I mean flat broke. No money. They got a tax return. Somebody introduced her to DannyJohnson.com. She started listening to some of the free calls that were on there, the archived calls, the calls that you have in Smarter Networker, the boot camp calls. And she listened to one of them, listened to a second, and she said to her husband, I have to go to that seminar. We both need to go to that seminar. And so she checked the website, and she miscalculated the date. She thought it was a week from Friday. She went to her husband. She goes, I don't know. All I know is we have to go to this thing. Our life is not going to turn around. I feel like there's something there that we have to learn. And so she checked the dates. Then she went to check it again. Her husband said, do it. It's a week from now. Sure, go for it. Take the tax return. Find a way to get there. It was only $400 that they had for a flight is all they had, was $400 budgeted for a flight. So long story short, she checks the site again, and come to find out it was the same day that she told him about it. It was that Friday. It was a Friday that she told him about it. It wasn't a week from Friday. It was that same day. So she just takes the kids to the public pool. She's so sad. She's so disappointed. She's missing the opportunity. And he calls her and he says, so what's up? When are we leaving? And she says, did you get flights? And he goes, she says, I screwed up. It's today. We have to leave. We would have to fly today in order to attend the event. And he said, go. Let's get in the car. Let's get to the airport, and we got to find a flight. Counter by counter, she's going to Delta, United, American. The flights to Seattle from where she was $2,800, $2,000. She finally comes to a counter where she finds a flight for just under $400. They feel it was a sign from the Lord. They buy that ticket, and she comes. She has no place to stay, no money for food, no nothing. She just, on a leap of faith, came out anyway. This is a crazy story. The woman was failing. She was a hobbyist with her business, just a hobbyist. She listened through that seminar, realized that her family was a mess. She turned around and went to Dynasty 2.5 weeks later. She starts to build her business, steps out of being a hobbyist. Today, now listen to me, her business volume today is $1.6 million a month. A woman who played around as a wholesale customer for years. They now have 15 children. She just gave birth. I saw the baby on Skype today. We did a Skype interview for my television show today. 15 children now. Marriage totally restored. Homeschooling mom. She works 5 hours a week and 1 week in a month. That's it. She's been plugging into First Steps, plugging into our audios, plugging in. She has the entire library that she owns. She's been homeschooling her kids with these audios, Time Secrets, Six Figures in 6 Months, Prospect and Closure, Read a Millions. She's gems, changed their family dynamics immediately when they understood each other's personalities and how to work with each other. Her business is doing $1.6 million a month, 5 hours a week, 1 week in a month. Listen to me. If she can go from the hateful, toxic person that she was to a light on a hill that we are all seeing right now and succeeding to the tune of $1.6 million a month in sales, a month, not a year, a month, what is stopping you? So for those of you with the zeros, she was one of the girls with the zeros. Now she's doing, hello? You know, about $15 million, more than $15 million, probably about $20 million a year in sales volume. That's crazy. That was her in 2007. Here's who she is today. So she spent her last penny to plug into those events. She spent all she had, and she didn't stop. You, if you follow people, those kind of people's leads, right? Imagine where you can be, right? A business that's producing nothing besides not even paying for her own products as a wholesale user. Two, exactly $19.2 million a year in sales. There's no excuses. There's absolutely no excuses. So if you're going to be at Creating a Dynasty, she's going to be there, believe it or not. Her one of her 15 kids are graduating from high school, and the graduation will be happening at Creating a Dynasty. Her daughter will be Krista and her daughter, a couple of her daughters will be at Creating a Dynasty. So if you're there, you get the chance to meet her. She's got a brand new baby. It's the only reason why she will not be in Florida. She literally just had this baby. Like, the baby is newborn. So talk about a committed woman who stayed the course and didn't stop. So you can do this. There's no excuses. All right, so press number one if you're ready to share some sprouts, and we'll do that for about 10 minutes.
Okay, first up is going to be Heather Baim. Your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I'm in tears after hearing more of her story.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. It just gives me so much hope. It's just crazy. Yes. Thank you
and
for sharing
her,
more
her
of
show.
Story.
Yes, the show. You'll hear it from her own mouth. The week before Dynasty, actually, is when her show should air. So it'll be Friday. Should be on a Friday. Yeah, you can catch it straight from Dynasty, actually. You can watch it in the morning on the way into Dynasty. And then she's going to be there that weekend. Yeah, she did an amazing job today, but it's an intense story. Okay, go ahead.
That's awesome. Okay, so three sprouts. This class has been a huge breakthrough for me. First sprout is my mind is no longer filled with the junk that was going on in my head, like fantasy.
Oh, my gosh, doesn't that feel amazing?
Yeah, I'm no longer looking for the easy way to get rich because there is no such thing.
That's right.
And reading Proverbs has just rocked me to my core. Number two, I learned that it takes work to build wealth, and I am signed up and ready to work. Number three is I learned to stay on script and to not sweat it, and I don't shake in my boots now when I go to read that follow-up script, and it's easy and it's fun.
Wow. I remember the first time my head was clear also, and that was like I could cry a river that my head wasn't attacking me, that I was going to suck at the business and all that other crap. That's amazing.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
You.
There's freedom in that, you know? That's so beautiful. That is so massive. Now I want you to protect that. You have to guard that with fierceness. That it is not an option for you to go backwards, So you got to continue. And you especially, as well as everybody else in this class, keep listening to these MP3s because this is what helped to bring that breakthrough. And mind you, it's not just this class. It's an accumulation of things that you've been listening to and that you've been submitting yourself to and things you've been surrendering and things you've been releasing and things that you've been walking towards that helps to bring that. So stay on that course, and you have to protect that discipline with complete fierceness, because if you don't, it's going to slip, and you don't want to go backwards. This is awesome. I'm excited for you. Wow. Okay, Carrie, who's next?
Okay, next up is Zipporah Singleton. Your line's open.
Hello.
Hi. Go for
Hi.
It.
I have to be totally honest. With my business, I've been totally struggling with, does this really work for my business, since I'm doing a lot of warm market and it doesn't sound similar. But I have to tell you, I have made more dials than I can imagine in one day that I didn't think was possible. Our company really didn't talk about making dials at all.
Wow.
So it's like, I really found that it was very important to, like, push yourself more so than what the company might want you to do, so to speak, because they do it on a different, you know, because my type of company is different than a lot. So I see that it's lower, I guess what I say, expectations. And so now it's really just picking up your productivity, like, completely, and be more, and definitely now being more confident using the script with my company, because that was, like, a real challenge for me. And we went through that, oh, I guess I need to change, you know, the way I'm, you know, the script and make it different to make it fit. And I didn't use it a lot until I started doing that. And then I, you know, definitely hearing it now, it's like I don't have to change it. It
That's
works.
Right.
It
That's
totally
right.
Works.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've been in business for a very long time, so this is, I've been telling people a total transformation.
Wow.
And I just literally, I mean, people, literally a person told me today, they see my face and the smile is just totally changing, and they can just
change
it because I see what it's doing, and it's a total mindset change. It's
yes.
a total, I mean, you just talk to me, and it's just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, because this script, dang gone, it works. It totally
yep.
works.
Yeah.
And I've had it for a long time and didn't really, because I kept saying, oh, I need to change it before I can use it, da da da. It works. I got new people on it, and they're using it, and it works when I wasn't in the picture, and I've been a hand holder for years and years. So
yeah.
I just have to say thank you for that. And then the last thing I have to say is it doesn't improve until you track it. And now
yep.
I've been doing definitely more detailed tracking, not just like, oh, how many people I called, but actually how many people I dialed, so you could actually see that you can improve that.
Yes.
I can do better on my numbers if I just increase the project.
Amen. Amen. Congratulations. You are in business now, honey.
Yeah. I have to say thank you, thank you. Total transformation. That's all I can say.
Wow.
And I just like to share it with as many people as I can, because it's total transformation.
That's
total.
Amazing. Absolutely
yeah.
amazing.
So I'm just looking forward to the future at this point. So,
amen.
You know, I haven't done as much as I like to do, but you know what? Even my husband's been saying, look, I see what it's going to do. You just need to stick to this plan. Don't go and try to combine it with other stuff. Stick to this plan. I'm like, okay. He kind of checked me yesterday and came in and told me. He's like, no, stick to the plan. Don't try to stick to the plan.
That's a good husband.
That's a good husband. Thank you. Yes,
I
agree. I got him
wow.
the first step, and he was now he's a strong supporter, and that way he says he sees what I'm doing. And so it's
yes.
good. It helps me. You definitely need your whole family involved, because
yes.
it's been like a backbone support completely.
Yeah.
So I just
yep.
say thank you. And
that's
if I
awesome.
Could just blow it to everybody, it would be wonderful.
Man, that's awesome. Congratulations. Good job.
Thank
Carrie,
you.
Before you bring up the next person, you know, so many times people get in their head that when we talk about first steps and creating a dynasty, and we encourage you to bring your whole sales force, we encourage you to bring your family members, your coworkers that you have your day job with, so many times people think it's because we want to make money. What's so funny is, you know, I don't get paid for this. I don't take a salary at all. I don't get benefits. I don't have, You know, I don't take stocks. I just don't. I am serving here to see people succeed, and 100% of the profits go straight to the orphan. We're talking, hello? No, the reason is what you just heard her say, is because she now has a husband that is behind her, egging her on and holding her accountable. When the whole family gets involved, the whole family doesn't fight the business anymore, but now they say, let's build this thing together. Now you wind up with your wife who's out there getting referrals for you instead of going, are you done yet? This is never going to work. Okay, rather than your kids, you know, being oblivious to business and entrepreneurship, now they're going to start getting an education and they want to see you succeed and they will start helping you to succeed. It's a whole family affair. So it makes it easier when you have your family along with you and you're bringing them to those events, even kids 5 years old. You know, keep grooming the next generation for success and start grooming your kids. All the skills that I teach in grooming the next gen are all home-based business skills. And it's, again, what I learned in home-based business, I translate it into home. So therefore, as a mother, I'm practicing home business skills with my children. Their presentation skills, handling their objections, closing them, selling them on things, you know, selling my husband on things. I'm not talking selling like a pushy, nagging, negative bride who needs to be, like, put to bed. I'm telling you somebody who is learning to motivate. So all of those skills, all the way across, everything you see in the whole DJC library, it is truly about developing success in every area of your life and you creating collaborative forces around you that are with you going, let's do this. You see, some of you, the only people that believe in you are the people that are on this call. Some of you, the only people that are for you are the friends that you found on our Facebook page and the people that you've met at First Steps in Dynasty. Don't stay the lone star. Bring those people with you, and you're not going to get them to come by nagging them. You're not going to get them to come by telling they're an idiot if they don't come. Okay, you need to tell story after story after story, and you need to live what we teach there that makes them go, wow, there's been a huge change in you. What is it? What is it? And you don't answer. You just say, all I know is first steps to success. I really want you to come. So get the whole family, get your whole office, the people that you work with in your full-time job or in your community, all of that, the more that you have surrounding you of these mindsets, the easier your business is going to get. Oh, my gosh, like night and day, night and day. Okay, I'm going to take one more sprout.
Okay, then last will be Doug Damski. Doug, your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi,
Doug. How are you?
Great. Go for it, Doug. What happened to Doug? Did he mute himself? We can't hear Doug anymore.
I can't either. Let's see where he went. He is muted again. Let me unmute him. Doug, you're unmuted.
All right, Danny?
Yes.
There we go. How are you?
Awesome. Go ahead and share your sprouts.
Wow. How do I want to start this? You know, I've never been successful at anything I've ever done because I had a father that told me I was stupid all my life.
Yeah.
And I went to First Steps with Success back in, I think it was January 2013 when you were in Fort Worth, Texas. And, you know, took information there, but I never did anything with it. And Smarter Network just... you know, they threw this thing out there about this five-week class, and I said, you know, what better than to have some time with Danny and to learn the stuff that if I do this stuff, I know I'm going to be successful because...
Yep.
So I'm 23 years. I've been a recovering alcoholic, and I'm treating this program just like an AA program. I'm dead serious.
Yes.
And, you know, people, I've had strangers, and you know, you're a stranger, even though I feel I know you, and I've had strangers that care about me. They tell me what to do, and if I go and do it,
yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It freaking works. It just does. So, you know, that's all I can really say. I mean,
yeah.
I'm so, I mean, you see my numbers. Look, I mean, I was doing, like, 10, 12 dials like the first or second week we were doing. And last week, you know, the week before, Jackie and Stacy said, just go nuts. So
yeah.
I went from what, 80 to 240. And I got 4 new business people.
Oh, my gosh, this is awesome.
And, you know, I mean, and I want to come down to Orlando. It's just...
Don't give me an excuse. Don't even say it. Just believe and move forward and see what happens.
Well, you know, that's the way I got to look at it. That's the way...
That's right.
That's exactly the way I got to look at it.
That's
all
right.
Everybody I've talked to Laura. I've had, you know, in-depth conversations with Laura. I've had in-depth conversations with Brian. These people that you've got supporting your training program are awesome.
Yeah.
And you're you know why? Because you treat them with the respect, and anybody would want to work for you. I'd work for you in a minute. Except I want to make more money than you could probably pay me.
Yes, you're right.
So I'm going to shut up because we've got clothing stuff to do tonight. But I love you. You and your husband rock. And I'm going to take this and grab the baton. I mean, I people say, how long have you been doing this? I tell them, 5 weeks. Seriously.
Yes.
Because I am. I started over. Yep. I turned my clock back.
Amen.
So, and I started over 5 weeks ago.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. This is such a great story, Doug, to end this on and move into our next phase. Wow. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of you. You're so wise for treating it the way that you did that very powerful program that you found 23 years ago. That's amazing. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. I have a few people that I'm going to pull in with me, and the first person I would like to talk to is Portia Parcher. Man, this is amazing stuff, man. This is mind-blowing.
Okay, I have Portia, and her line is open.
Hi, Portia. How are you?
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I'm great.
Good. Wow, amazing stories. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Amazing stories. Okay, so I see your dials.
Yes.
Talk to me, honey.
So I didn't have too much of a great week this week, when I turned in that homework. But I usually make, 300 dials. It's kind of like the goal-ish, per week. I'm not sure what my goal should be. But.
Well, the goal should be based on the hours.
Okay.
So, and did I share that with you guys, the first class?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So, if you're working 10 hours a week, we're looking at 230 dials. So, your hours were 12 hours.
Yeah.
Right? So on 12 hours, you know, 300 dials is probably good. That should be the target, is 300 dials. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're about half of where you should have been last week. 23 people that you got a hold of, 10 that went to a presentation. Are you sure that all 10 went to a presentation?
Yeah, those are the ones who I attempted a follow-up call with.
No, but were they there? Did you read the script, read the closing script?
Oh, were they there?
How many did you read the closing script on page 22 with? See, you don't even know what your closing ratios are.
Well, I thought it was, I guess it is true if they show up. Then
if
that's
they
what
didn't
I
show up, you didn't read the closing script, which means that you didn't try to close them. You didn't get the opportunity to close them. So how many times did you read that closing script?
Hold on. Let me look at my numbers.
Look at your numbers.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like it was probably about half that.
Is it five? Is it six?
Let's go with five.
Okay. You have a 20% closing ratio.
Okay.
What did you just say?
I said, okay.
No, it's not okay. That's freaking unbelievable. A 20% closing ratio is, you just need a 10% closing ratio to make a six-figure income.
Okay.
Do you understand? That's all you need is a 10% closing ratio to make a six-figure income.
Awesome.
You have a 20% closing ratio.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't care if you ever increase that number.
Okay.
The number that you really need to focus on increasing is the amount of people that show up for the follow-up call.
Right.
That's the number that has to improve.
Okay.
Because, look, if 10 people actually showed up and you have a 20% closing ratio, how many people would you have closed?
Two.
Exactly. For the same work and effort.
Right.
The same amount of appointments that were set.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The same 23 people that you talked to, 10 that went to the presentation. If all 10 went, you would have closed 2 out of 10. You can build a six-figure income in your business model on that, on those ratios.
Okay.
Okay? So the place that you need to focus is connecting better with your prospects. Have you recorded yourself and listened to yourself prospect?
I have, and I realized sometimes I have a phone voice and sometimes I'm just not very good at getting them to talk. Like sometimes they give me like very short answers and I'm not I struggle with trying to get like more info out of them. But the call yesterday was really helpful, and today I did some dials and I was able to get people to talk more. So it's a improving process.
Okay. Do you have gems?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, that explains everything. There's a certain personality that you're encountering that's giving you short answers.
Right, yeah.
You need to learn about all four of the personalities that are on the phone with you. Because
right.
What's happening is that you're clamming up and getting nervous when someone's giving you short answers. When all
yep.
reality, them giving you short answers is just telling you what personality they are and how you should talk to them. And the specific terminology and words that you should use when you talk to them, where that means you're speaking their language, and now they fall in love with you.
Right.
Okay, that's gems. Creating a dynasty, we go through 3 days of gems, where you are learning to speak the different languages of the people that are on the phone with you. So now it's an art. The communication is an art, where you... It's not so much about the words. Yes, you'll learn the certain terminology that goes with each personality because there's a different language that each personality speaks, but it's the way that you speak it. And you will flow and not be intimidated by any personality that you get on the phone with.
Awesome.
So, GEMS has a home study course. Between now and Dynasty, I'd be studying that.
Yes, I'm planning to get the DJU at First Step. So.
Awesome. But that would be the thing that I'd be studying is GEMS, because that'll
okay.
help you on the phone understand the personality or who you're talking to. But don't be intimidated by someone that gives you short answers, because you probably are starting to sweat like, crap, you know, what question do I ask next?
Right.
No, just still be yourself and dig a little deeper. Okay, so since I have you on the phone, you have a 20% closing ratio. Let me go ahead and see if there's something that I can help to improve that. In all reality, the prospecting part is the part that you really need to focus on, because you have a
okay.
kick butt closing ratio.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous closing ratio.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. So what did I look at? Did I look at a website, a video, listen to a call?
It's a webinar.
Okay,
about
cool.
30 minutes.
Okay, perfect. And you did the webinar yourself?
No, I have one of the leaders in my company has done
okay.
it, and it's helped me close people. So
awesome.
I stick
awesome.
To it.
That's smart. Okay, keep going. Go ahead and let's start here. So the webinar is over and we are on the phone.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah.
Great. What did you like about what you saw on that webinar?
Actually, I'm familiar with the brand. I saw your, I don't know if he's the CEO or the founder, but I saw him on an interview. Gosh, he was working with one of the senators or something like that. So it was really impressive to know that, you know, that you can use this product to make money with it, especially with that kind of credibility of the brand.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious that there's a lot of there's been a lot of infomercials on that product, and there's been a lot of public recognition for the brand itself, and obviously the founder has a really good reputation, so that I would think would make it kind of easier.
Okay, Danny, so do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
I have some debt. I'd like to pay off my mortgage, and I'd like to do that in the next 2 years.
Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay off that debt and pay off that mortgage in the next 2 years?
It's probably not going to happen in the next 2 years.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to pay off that debt and pay off that mortgage in the next 2 years? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Obviously, I'd want to earn 2 times the amount of money.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
Okay. You're a rock star.
You're
a rock star. I have to tell you. Okay, now hold on. I was giving very favorable answers to see what you would do, and you were not impressed, and I love it. You didn't go, oh, yeah, I'm so excited. You know what I mean? You were just like, oh, okay, you know, I hear that all the time. Let me see if you're going to be around a year from now. That's what you had. So you stayed in that interviewer position, even though on purpose I was trying to provoke you to go, I know, isn't it amazing? It's so exciting. But you didn't do it, and I'm so proud of you.
Yay. Awesome.
You rocked it. Your posture is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Thank
now,
you.
I want you to be that girl on the phone when you're prospecting. Now, check
okay.
this out. This is so weird. Look at you. Look at you. I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. You have put your faith and your confidence in that presentation.
Yep.
That's what's happened. You're like, done. Such a great webinar. They're going to say yes. They're an idiot if they don't.
Yep.
You got your confidence in the wrong place.
Okay.
Your confidence should not be in a webinar. Your confidence should be in your future. And you're
right.
Building this. One day you might be the one holding the webinar.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What if that webinar gets pulled? The guy dies. They shut it down. What happens to you?
It would be pretty rough.
That'd be and tattooed is what that is. Plus the T-shirt that goes along with it. Don't you ever put your hope and trust in a company, a product, a webinar, a trainer, and anybody. Your confidence can't be there. Your confidence has to be in your destiny. You know where you're going. You may not know every single road that you're going to turn on. You may not know, the exact route of how you're going to get there. You just know you're going to get there. So that same confidence you have in this webinar is the same confidence. Girlfriend, okay, now hold up. Hold the stinking phone. I'm about to reach the phone and grab you by the neck. Check this out. You know that you are holding a script that has done hundreds of millions of dollars in volume worldwide with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different brands.
Yep.
And you have more confidence in your little leader from your company doing a webinar? And you don't have that confidence in the script of the prospecting? Girl, pull your head out of your butt.
Yep.
With anything from widgets to coffee to travel to nutrition to oils to legal services. There isn't a brand here, for example, that I've read through all the companies. There isn't a brand here that we have not had millionaires created in those within those brands or those industries. Many of the people standing on those stages telling their stories of broke to a million, they came from DannyJohnson.com. The ones that won't say it, they found their butt again after they made their money, and they want everyone to think they did it themselves. I'm not kidding you.
Yep, so true.
It is absolutely true.
Yep.
Your company is one of them. So my point is, don't put your hope or your trust or your faith into any part of that. You put it in, you know where you're going. You got this thing, girl. You got this.
Okay.
All right? So I want the same girl that read the script on page 22, like, bam, I know the deal is good. That's the same girl that's got to read page 16.
Great. Thank you, Danny.
So you tell me, girl, that when you're the one on that stage saying, psh, I made six figures, bam, I just made seven figures, you think that you're going to get tripped up on the phone when someone's only giving you one-word answers?
No.
Nope. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get tripped up on that. How do you know what? Oh, honey.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to borrow your confidence from your future destination.
Yes.
Do you understand? You borrow the confidence in the stage that you will be standing on one day sharing your testimony, inspiring thousands and hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
That's the place that you're going to read that script from.
Yep.
All right. You got this thing.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's put her back in with the class with everyone else. And I would like to talk... I would like to talk to Dionne Patrome, please.
Okay, let's see. Dionne, your line's open.
Hello? Do I hear rap music?
It sounds like Dion might be in the car or maybe on a train or...
That is what it sounds like to me as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it's not working. Let's see. That's a no and a no. Let me call in my next one. That's a no. That's a no. Yes. Okay, Adrienne McGill. Yeah, this is gorgeous.
Okay, let's see. Okay, Adrienne, your line's open.
Hi, Adrienne. Hello? Where are you? Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Okay, gorgeous. Let's talk numbers, baby. First of all, can you feel my hug? I'm hugging you. I'm kissing you on each cheek. I'm kissing you on the forehead. 11 hours, cold market, 403 dials. Booyah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's it right there. I want to see even more of that. That's beautiful, gorgeous, and amazing. Okay, you got a hold of 38 people, which is standard. I mean, that's 10% of the people, almost 10% of the people. That actually is high. Usually for cold market, you're expected to get a hold of around 5%. 10% is a bonus. So excellent job. I don't know if you're a praying woman or not. If you're not, you hang out with me long enough, you will become one. But it's always good to pray, you know, because God, you know, the creator of the heavens and the earth, you know, we have 7 billion people in his Rolodex, in his database. Who can make someone answer the phone? So it's like, hey, could you help me out here? It'd be awesome if you could help me get 12% this week of people answering the phone. I'd love that. It'd be amazing. I know you got a lot going on, but it'd be so incredible, God, if you would be willing to have 12% of the people answer the phone. Little by little each week, you'll find more and more people answering the phone because he really actually is actively involved and interested in your business that he gave you. Okay, so out of the 38, you sent 13 to a presentation. I'm going to ask you the same question. How many were there for the follow-up call?
One.
Wow. So hold the phone. Hold the phone. So you sent 13 people to what, a website, a webinar, or what?
The website.
You sent 13 people. Hold on one second. You sent, Adrian, you sent 13 people to a website.
Mm-hmm.
One person was there when you called them back.
She called me.
Oh, he called you.
She called me back after she watched it. I told her it's about a 2.5-minute video, and I told her I would call her back in 10 minutes, and she called me back in like 4 minutes.
Okay. We're going to fix something right there in your process, but you're telling me that one was there for the follow-up call, and you closed that one?
She closed herself.
Do you know what that is? That's 100% closing ratio.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's 100% closing ratio. One follow-up call, one sign-up, bam, 100% closing ratio. You did better than you thought you did.
Apparently.
Uh-huh. Now let's talk about the 12 that were not there. Number one, do not give someone 10 minutes if it's a 2.5-minute video.
Okay.
In fact, if it's a 2.5-minute video, there's not much else you can do in 2.5 minutes. Besides, stay on the phone, put them on hold, let them watch it. You don't even have time to do another dial, for that matter. It's best when it's such a short presentation like that to stay with them.
Okay.
Okay? Don't let them watch it and then go to the bathroom and then go change the laundry out and then go get on Facebook and then, hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no urgency in your presentation if you're giving them longer to look at it than what is needed. So it's now, dude. It's 2.5 minutes. And by the way, 2.5 minutes is plenty of time for a presentation. Plenty. I had a guy. He
really?
Sucked so bad for – oh, yeah. He sucked so bad for 1.5 years. He got in a class like this with me. He's out of Utah. And crazy story. He sucked so bad. It was terrible. He was blowing money left and right on leads and driving into a 2-minute presentation. And no. And he just says, I just don't think that 2 minutes is long enough for a presentation for someone to make a $1,000 decision. And I said, well, that's interesting. Let me ask you a question. I said, is there anybody else in your company using that same 2-minute presentation? He goes, oh, yeah, tons of people. And I said, and are any of them making money? He goes, like some of them are making 50 grand a month. I said, so what's the problem here? The problem is you think it's not enough time for someone to make a decision. So you're actually giving the prospect an excuse. But you got someone in your company making 50 grand a month with the 2-minute presentation. Hello, baby. It's the same exact presentation, right? He goes, yeah. Same exact 800 number. You're having people call in and listen to a little message for 2 minutes on the phone.
Okay.
Actually, it was a $1,500 buy-in. Guess what happened? He ended up with a 50% closing ratio on a $1,500 package with a 2-minute presentation. The man ended up in 2 years paying off $1.5 million worth of debt. His name is Brent.
Wow.
Yeah. So, 2.5 minutes, stay on the phone with them.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You stay on the phone with them. And say, hey, listen, press play. I should be able to hear it in the background. I'm going to go ahead and take care of a couple emails while you are watching this. Make sure and take good notes. Because on this video, you're going to find exactly where, repeat their needs, strengths, interests, and goals. After this 2.5 minutes, you and I are going to decide whether or not there's a place for you to work on the team, whether or not it's a match.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in 2.5 minutes. Lay your phone down, keep it on speaker, click off a couple emails. Done. Bam. So, Adrian, what did you like about what you just heard? Tell me more about that. And go straight into the script.
Okay.
Okay, breathe. Breathe.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
It's crazy because we've been doing a 2.5-minute video, my partner and I, and then we thought that maybe that was the problem, so we changed it to a 16-minute video.
You actually thought that was a problem, even though you had a woman. How long was the video that she watched?
It was the 2.5-minute one.
She watched a 2.5-minute video. She called your butt back. She did not wait at 7.5 minutes to receive a phone call back from you. And she says, I want to get started. And you thought there was a problem with the presentation?
Yeah. Like, we literally made the change. She signed up Thursday. We had a quick meeting. And we said, well, this must be the problem. And we changed it to a 16-minute, 32-second video. And I was, okay, so yeah, all right, it'll go back. Thank you.
That presentation must be really amazing for that woman to call you back like that. So stay on the phone with them. It's 2.5 minutes. That ain't squat. There's no problem. Now you'll have 100%, you have 100% show-up ratio of people showing up to the presentation now.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
And so from there, just go straight into that close.
Okay.
Wow. Boom. Love it. Okay, cool. You know, it's so funny. You're not alone in the world of, you know, it must be the presentation. It must be the product. It must be. Have you been to First Steps?
I have. I was in L.A.
Okay. Well, I'm going to smack you over the head. Because specifically in L.A., okay, more than I have covered this particular area in the last year and a half, where I really, really honed in on that 98% thinks that it's got to be something else is why they're failing versus their own skill. I pounded that. But it's never the company. It's never the product. It's not the presentation. It's you.
Well, let's fix me.
We just did.
Oh, okay. Now that I'm fixed.
I do not want you tweaking anything besides your personal performance for the next 12 months.
Okay.
I don't want you changing policies. I don't want you changing scripts. I don't want you creating something. I don't want you building a website. I don't want you building a training site. I don't want you creating a training. I don't want you doing any of that crap. All I want you to do, get on the phone, dial like the maniac you're dialing like. Have those 38.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why are you saying this? Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I spend, when you did the whole time ratio thing, you're 80%, you're 19%, you're 1%. I'm a web designer, so I spend
a lot
of time.
Tweaking. No more. You are grounded. I don't care if you tweak other people's websites that are not connected to your home business.
Yeah.
But you cannot touch your home business. The only thing I want you doing in your home business is this. Dialing like a mad woman like you are. Man, you're dialing like a pro. Okay? So I just need you dialing 1 year. You tell me right now, you know what I'm telling you, I will hunt you down. 1 year. You do not tweak. You do not build a training site. You do not build email templates. How funny. I did not know you were a web designer. How in the world would I have known you were a web designer?
You wouldn't have.
There's no way that I know that about you. So you know who's really talking to you, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. When Brian Niederhaus hears this, he's going to throw up. This is the stuff that makes him wig out. He's like, how do you do that? Like, dude, I've told you so many times. Okay, so he's going to freak out when he hears this part of this. Okay, so listen, no autoresponders, nothing. Drop all. That is what we call management mode, and nobody makes money in management mode.
Okay.
No one makes money in management mode. You give me 1 year of your life. You do nothing besides recruit like a mad woman. You do nothing but improve this. Because look at this, girlfriend. Check this out. You had 38 conversations. If you just focused on, hold on a second, how can I get more of those 38 to want to look at the presentation?
Okay.
What if all 38 looked at that presentation? That's what has to improve. Obviously, not the presentation.
Of course. I didn't know that, but of course. Okay, got my ego out the way, and I got it checked for tonight.
Amen, amen. So no more tinkering with anything.
Okay.
I want handwritten cards going to people that you really connect with. A handwritten card is getting written tonight for this woman that signed up.
Okay.
Okay, we're going personal. Your high tech is going to get flushed on the toilet for a year for you personally. Go ahead and, you know, for your business as being a web designer outside of your home business, that's fine. But stay away. And do not be tempted by all the new fandangled gadgets and programs and software and all that BS. Because at the end of the day, the ones who learn how to build the business the way I'm talking to you right now are the ones that if something happened, bleep with the internet, if by chance some president of the United States at some point decided to be like the president of China and say, we're going to control the internet, nope, you cannot use it anymore. Nope, you cannot use this part. Nope, nope, we're going to control what you actually see. Then what do you have? You don't have squat for business.
Right.
When you have your foundation in communication, you have your foundation in learning to motivate people, verbally talking to other humans. Imagine that. Okay? Then your business will be sustainable where you go, because when you learn how to communicate verbally face-to-face with people or over the telephone with people, you can translate with your fingers on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot take what you communicate on the internet. If it's not working there, it certainly ain't going to translate face-to-face or over the phone. Big deep breath. I feel like you're shaking inside. Oh, girl, you're about to explode. 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 All right, you're going to focus on the prospecting part. I want you to record yourself reading that script on page 16. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, page 16. I really want you to record yourself. I want to make sure that I hear this cute, bubbly thing that I'm talking to right now. Okay? That's who I want to hear on that phone. Being yourself, connecting with people, caring for people. Last night was so powerful.
Wow.
You do that, those 38 are going to look at that 2.5-minute video right on the spot. And you're just going to gel right directly in, because you know, shoot, man, someone can look at that 2.5-minute video and they can say yes, then what's stopping Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Sue, and Sally, and Deborah, too? Ain't nothing. Love it.
I love
it. I'm done with you. Oh, you're
okay.
Awesome. I'm excited. Boy, that was such a divine appointment. It was ridiculous. Okay, that's what you needed. We're moving on. Okay, I got one that's going to shock her. I need Raven Cox to press number one, please.
Okay, let me find her. Let's see.
You said, you don't see her.
No, you said Raven Cox, correct?
Raven Michelle.
Raven, if you're on the line, will you press the one, please? No, Raven.
Okay, no worries. She'll hear it from me in the morning. Okay, I need Doug Gard.
Okay.
Yes.
We do have Doug. Doug, your line is open.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Nice job. 8 hours, 282 dials. Brilliant.
Yep.
Thank you. Absolutely brilliant. I'm so impressed with that effort. That's over and above the call of duty for 8 hours putting into the effort of dialing. You had got a hold of 19 people.
Right.
So that's great. You know, there's nothing, there's that you don't have all that much control of. There's obviously good, solid leads that you're getting to be getting more than 5% of the people to answer the phone. Out of the 19 conversations that you had, 14 of them you sent to a presentation. All right.
Right.
All right. Now, How many, for sure, that you know went to that presentation?
One.
Okay.
Actually, I don't even know that, Matt. I had one. I had sent five of them to training. I had talked to them, and they said, well, I guess I had five, because they said that they didn't have the money.
Okay.
And so I sent them to training, you know, to get them started on the 30-day boot camp and everything.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's ever there. So I know it's more prospecting for me.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm getting further along than I was before, so
that's awesome.
That's my sprout.
No, that you can see the progress. It's like,
yes.
Okay, so before no one was there to answer the phone, so you almost skipped over that. Now only one was there. No, 5 out of 14 were actually there to pick up the phone after the presentation.
Right.
Okay, cool. Well, that's enough for me to work with you on the closing script. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and see, because if you had five all give you the same objection that they don't have the money,
mm-hmm.
there's something you're saying and doing that is provoking that response.
Okay.
If it was random, one guy said, you know, I need to talk to my wife. Another guy said, I need to think about it. Another guy said, I get paid in 2 weeks, call me then. Another guy said, it's not for me. Another person said, oh, my grandma died. Okay, then that's a different story. But whenever
right.
you are provoking, most commonly, 80% of the time, you're provoking the same exact objection,
mm-hmm.
you're the one provoking it.
Okay.
All right? So we're going to find the solution here.
All right.
It's simple stuff, Doug. It's super simple.
Okay.
It really is, I promise. Now, I have a question for you. I know what business you're in. Now, there's like thousands of other people in that same business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What is your presentation that you're doing? Is this face-to-face? Is this over the phone, a webinar, what?
No, it's a 15 to 20-minute phone call, conference call type thing. It's a recorded call, but it's like
okay.
it's a live conference call.
Sure. So are there other people using that 15 to 20-minute presentation over the phone?
Yes.
Like lots of people using it?
Yes.
Do you know if anyone else is using it and signing people up from that presentation?
A lot of people are.
Really?
Yes.
And so people are making money using that same exact presentation.
Yep.
All right. So you don't have, like, the generic lesser-than version of the presentation?
No.
You have the same exact presentation that others are making money with?
Yep. The only difference is me.
And you got it, baby.
Yep.
I was just double checking.
Okay. Okay.
So I just listened to a 20-minute recorded call.
Yep. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah, I did.
Great. Let me tell you real quick about Hillary.
You were expecting me to say no. I heard that you were worried right when you were asking me that freaking question. You were, weren't you?
Seriously? Oh, that's funny.
Why?
I didn't feel that way.
You sounded like you
okay.
were like, how is this going to go?
Okay. I'm wondering
if you're going to get objections before you even get on the phone with these people?
I've gotten enough objections and enough crazy calls to where it doesn't bother me. I'm probably thinking ahead more so than, you know, really listening to them.
Yeah, meaning you're not coming to the call clean.
Right.
You're coming to the call with preconceived notions. You are
yeah.
on the defense, and you're waiting for me to put up a fight.
Okay.
That's what I heard in your voice.
Okay. All right.
Let's try again. You
I can see that.
You come to the call clean.
Okay. All right.
Not thinking that I'm not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that I'm probably going to give you an objection.
Yeah.
Not
you know,
thinking
that's the...
that you're going to waste your time.
Yeah.
That this isn't going to work.
Yeah. It's a really tough thing because I sit here and I sit, you know, I try to look at my sprouts. And it's I tend to want to look at, well, no one's even there to answer.
Exactly.
And I start thinking that way. And so, yeah,
okay,
you're right on.
Exactly. So let's go here. Now, let's go down the road of they're probably not even going to answer the phone.
Okay. All right.
So can you tell me where that road leads to?
Nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You waste your time thinking like that. Remember,
yeah,
how you think translates out your mouth and your feet follow it.
Okay.
So key number one, stop trying to focus on your sprouts and just focus on them already.
Okay. All right.
If you try to focus on your sprouts, you will not focus on the sprouts.
Right,
just
right.
Do it already. Quit screwing around with, you know, oh, they're probably going to put up a fight. I'm probably going to waste my time. This is going to be another day doing nails and getting nowhere.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Can you believe I heard all that in one sentence?
No.
It's true.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's true. Remember, it's the nonverbal communication.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
Yep.
You got to come to this call clean. Okay, now I want you to visualize this. Is this the next Danny Johnson I'm talking to? It very well could be.
Right.
Is this the next Stacy and Jackie O'Quinn I'm talking to?
Right.
Is this the next Krista Smith, who's a hateful broad? So you would not have wanted to be married to that woman. I'm telling you, no one would have wanted to be. That man is a saint. That's from her own quote, by the way. That's from her own testimony. Okay, you could be talking to the next Jefferson, who's making $1.2 million a year, who was in these classes with me. For years, was in these classes with me. Who's on prospect and closure rate of millions, flopping all over the place. Have you listened to Prospect and Closure Rate of Millions?
I don't think I have that one yet.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You have to have this. Okay?
Okay.
It's on video. You can watch a video online. Audio is what the package gets sent to you. You have to watch this. And look for the guy that is afraid to talk to successful people. And that's who I'm role-playing with at that time. That guy today is a millionaire.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He was a nothing in that class. A nothing. And today he's a millionaire. He's made millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come clean. Clean.
All right.
Clean slate.
Okay.
Yesterday didn't happen.
Nope.
Today I have a fresh new start.
Okay.
I'm picking up the phone, that's a sprout. I'm reading a script, that's a sprout. I know how to read, is a sprout.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding you. I had a guy in Australia who could not read. He was on welfare.
Hmm.
Okay? He was on welfare and he could not read. He was 50 years old.
Wow.
Came to First Steps to Success, confesses that he cannot read. He gets a hold of the script book and the audios. He taught himself how to read by listening to me read the script, role-playing with somebody on the audios, going word by word by word. He made $50,000 using the same exact script book that is in your hands.
Wow.
Teaching himself how to read. The next year, he made $200,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes!
Wow.
So clean. You're just going to translate the words that we know make money. We know the presentation makes money.
Right.
We know the script that you have in your hands make money.
Okay.
You're here. Let's make some money, man.
All right.
All right. Let's try it again. Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
Yeah, I did.
Great. Let me tell you a real quick story about Hillary, who had about a year ago, she lost everything. Her husband divorced her. She totaled her car, and she ended up losing her job all in the same week.
Wow.
She got to hear a similar message that you did, and now a year later, she not only lost 50 pounds on the product, she also is making $20,000 plus per month.
Wow.
Yeah. So what did you like about what you heard?
I like that Hillary story.
Tell me more about that.
I mean, that's a terrible situation.
Right.
You know, that's an awful situation. That's really amazing that your guys' marketing system and product could help somebody. Like, that's a whole full life change, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
I would like to pay off my $35,000 of credit card debt.
Okay.
I really would like to pay off that $35,000 in debt.
Okay. Well, Danny, with your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay off that $35,000 of debt?
Never.
Okay.
I'll probably die with the debt.
Okay. So where do you see yourself getting started then? At the bottom, working slowly up towards getting that paid off? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Obviously, I'd want to make two times the amount for the
Great.
Same work and effort. Yeah.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
How much does this cost?
That's the objection I get. Okay, wait a minute. So, Danny, are you absolutely serious about paying off that $35,000 of debt?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it that you've just fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have any?
You're totally assuming. All I asked was how much it was. And you're assuming I'm telling you no.
Yeah. Okay. Part of where I get stuck is I've gotten the first part of the script down pretty well where I know where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I just don't know the rest of the script books yet.
Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Because first of all, you did an awesome job correcting the coming to it clean.
Okay, good.
Okay, you really, really, really did. And you have an awesome phone voice. You sound very confident. You're a clear, clean communicator. And you have a good level of authority in your voice.
Okay.
You got scared when I said two times the amount of money. Great. Welcome aboard. There's not a question mark there, dude.
Okay.
But you inserted one.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. You were
okay.
Almost dumbfounded that I said, I want to start at the top.
Right.
So again, you are expecting the objection.
Yeah.
And you're getting exactly what you're putting out there.
Okay.
Look, if there's an expectation to have, you are expecting to find those seven leaders that you will be bringing into your business over the next 12 months.
Okay.
That's your expectation.
All right.
And it's, is this prospect one of those seven or not? Not
right.
My, on to my next one.
Right, right.
It's not expectation of they're going to give me the money objection. You actually put the money objection straight into my mouth. All I said was, how much was it? That's really simple. Oh, it's only $1,000. Do you want to take care of that Visa or MasterCard? Your Visa just starts with a 4. Your MasterCard starts with a 5.
Gotcha.
American Express, we take that too. It starts with a 3.
Okay. Where was it that you heard me doing
it's
the money objection?
Welcome aboard.
Okay. All right.
You had a question mark, like, whoops. The person said they want to get started. Now what do I do?
I haven't been there too many times. So.
I know.
So.
You got to carry, again, it's all about what you're focused on when you're reading the script, because what you focus on is what you are projecting through your voice.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch. Focus on, okay, I don't know if you, have you been with us on Facebook?
Yes.
Did you read the post this morning about Ellen Ash from Knoxville, Tennessee, from the Love Kitchen?
No. Is she the one that was in the hospital?
She died last
she
night.
She did. Oh.
She died. Yes,
I'm
she
so
died.
Sorry to hear that.
She's 87, and she
mm-hmm.
passed away. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, if you were to read the script from, oh, man. Great. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
How do you want your name spelled on your check? What you
yeah.
focus on is what you project out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Got it? Your whole tone is completely different right now because I told you about Ellen.
Right. Mike. Right.
We can go back 60 seconds and you were laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you focus on translates through your voice.
Okay.
If I focus on, this guy isn't going to do it, I'm wasting my time, they're just going to give you money objection, that's actually what you're saying. That's literally what you're speaking because, again, 93% of all communication is nonverbal.
Yeah.
7% is your words. So if the words and the nonverbal don't match, that produces objections.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So control your nonverbal communication. And that's just by focus.
Okay.
Do you know how to focus?
Not as well as I should, but.
Oh, no. There's a really simple answer. It's a yes or a no.
Yes.
Because right now you are focusing on no.
Right.
Not as well as I should. Says who?
Right.
Do you have a focus meter? Were you? Did you know those existed?
No.
Okay, it's the same thing like some of those women have jerk magnets on their forehead. It's the same thing. Okay? I know you have a lyometer. You know what a lyometer is, right? Do you have kids?
Yes.
Can you tell when they're lying to you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
So it's the same thing. It's like, dude, you're holding yourself to a standard that doesn't even have an end. I'm going to ask the question again. Do you have the ability to focus?
Yes.
Yes, you do. When you said, well, not as good as I should, well, who are you comparing yourself to?
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
You focus on, yes, I can focus, you're going to get more focused. You focus on, well, you know, I'm not as focused as, you know, like Joe is. I didn't ask you about Joe. I asked you about you.
Right.
Can you focus?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Okay. So, and focus is a muscle, okay, and you're in a fitness type business. Focus is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that gets practiced. So it's something as simple as I'm looking for my next 7 leaders that are going to build this thing. We're going to break records together. We're going to build a dynamic business together. I'm going to be on that stage giving that testimony. I'm going to have thousands of people with testimonials. When I was homeless, do you know what I focused on?
Before you made money or during?
Both. Well, before I was homeless because I was focused on killing my husband, if I could ever find him.
No, I meant before you made money or while you were. I would imagine that while you were homeless, you were focused more on not having a home and not having.
Which is why I was homeless.
Right, right, right.
I was focused on what I didn't have.
Yes.
I was focused on God protected me, you know, by my husband moving to Japan.
Mm.
I couldn't swim that far from Hawaii. So he protected me. He did not want me in prison. He knew his daughter was going to end up in prison, which is why he sent my husband to Japan for him to cheat the second time. And then, of course, all the money in the bank account and the credit cards. But what changed was I started to focus on one good thing that I had going for me. This changed my whole world in a moment. I had to focus on one. I would not allow a single thought to come in that violated the one good thing I had going for me. And I started to argue with myself because in this question came to my spirit, to my mind, to my heart, whatever you want to call it. And it was, you got to find one good thing that you could focus on. I'm like, what one good thing do I have I can focus on? I'm homeless. I'm fat. I'm broke. My husband cheated twice. I'm a loser. I'm a druggie. I'm sleeping around. I'm drinking like a fish. I'm gaining a pound every single day. There is nothing good going on in my life. I should just kill myself. Find one good thing you could focus on. It took me a long time. I came up with that I lived in Hawaii. The next thought that came to my mind was, you hate the beach. You are a cowgirl. You are not a beach bum. And here was my objection. Here's my answer. Yeah. But millions of people save their entire life savings to come to this island for 1 week in their entire life.
Yeah.
Everybody else thinks this is paradise. And I focus on that one good thing. And that one good thing was better than a bong hit. Do you know what a bong hit is?
I've heard about it.
Well, at the time, I had done many of those. So my point is that it elevated my spirit. It elevated my attitude. And I began to convince myself of all the wonderful things that I would be able to experience living in Hawaii. That I got to feel on my body that ocean, the Pacific Ocean in the Hawaiian Islands. That I got to see those fish. I began to sell myself on how beautiful the air smelled, how beautiful that black lava rock was, because that's all that's on the Big Island of Hawaii. This is not beaches, it's gross. But I convinced myself that, wow, I am standing on lava rock. Not many people ever get to do that in their whole entire lifetime. And I sold myself the benefits of where I was. That next day, I started the business from the trunk of my car in my payphone booth, right?
Right.
I focused on this. I am looking for 40 weight loss testimonials. I'm not looking for 40 customers. I'm not looking for 40 people that have $125. I'm not looking for distributors. Nope. I'm looking for 40 weight loss testimonials, and that's what I focused on. What has to happen, Doug, to have 40 weight loss testimonials?
Well, you got to have... people, you got to have 40 people using the product.
Hold on 1 second.
At least.
Not a got to have. It's not a got to have. Let's back up a little. If you collected 40 weight loss testimonials of people you talked to, what must have happened in order to have 40 successful stories that you produced?
I must have gone out and talked to a lot of people.
No, you did.
Okay.
I talked to a lot of people.
Right.
I read that script a lot of times. These people got on the product. These people used the product. These people continued to use it through their plateau. These people took a before picture. They took an after picture. I got to know these people really, really, really well, and I got to rejoice with these people in their success. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Focus on the end, the result that you're after.
Okay.
And the people will present themselves.
Okay.
Because what does every person who needs to lose weight want? It's a simple answer.
They want to lose weight. They want something
exactly,
that works to help them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you want what they want. Everything in between is just semantics. It's nothing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't focus on step one of, I hope this person says yes and has the money. Because if you're focusing on helping 40 people become a powerful testimony that inspires everybody, then it's a done deal. Some of them are going to be on the product for a year before they lose their 100 pounds. So it's the
okay.
same for the business. How do we translate for the business? So I said you're focusing on 7 people that you are going to build a dynamic organization with. Those 7 people will be on stages with testimonials. They'll be on video testimonials.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what will happen in order for that to happen?
I will talk to a lot of people.
And? The rest is semantics. They are
right.
going to get started. They are going to sign up. They are going to talk to people. They're going to go to first steps. They're going to be reading scripts. They're going to build this like professionals. All
yeah.
the other stuff comes naturally with it. Big deep breath.
Okay.
You're afraid to believe. You're afraid to believe. You're on the precipice right now. I can hear you. You're like looking over the cliff going, oh, my gosh, am I going to fly? Or am I going to die?
No, I know it is. It is a matter of belief because I know that it works. I know that the scripts work. I know that the business works. But it comes down to me, and it's getting over all that. So.
No, don't even focus on you. Don't even focus on getting over you.
Mm.
Can you just please focus on the 7 business leaders that you're going to be raising up?
Okay.
Can you please focus on the 40 people you're going to help lose weight?
Okay.
Because the people you're talking to, their goal would be one of becoming one of those 7 people. Therefore, your goal and their goal is the same.
Okay.
That's a win-win equation. That's not a win-lose. Let me tell you what a win-lose equation is. You ready?
Yep.
The win-lose equation is this. You sign someone up, you take their $2,000, they do nothing with it. Win-lose.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I've had a couple people in the past that
no
way.
Way.
Yeah.
We are afraid to close people.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When you have gotten your 7 people that you've helped to raise up to that leadership level who are making great money, how many of the others will you encounter?
A lot.
A lot more than 7.
Yep. Yep.
Hundreds of them.
Yep.
Let's go here. Did you go to college?
Yes.
What degree did you get?
Accounting.
Okay. Are you using it?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you know how many people, what college did you go to?
Ball State in Muncie, Indiana.
Ball State?
Yeah.
How many kids were in your graduating class?
There were a lot, but I will say, I think it was in Baltimore, where you talked about a sapphire who is an accountant is like being in a jail cell. That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, listen. How many kids graduated from that university the same year you did?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Was it 1,000? Was it 100?
Probably 1,000 or more.
Okay. So out of the 1,000, how many of them are not using their degree?
My guess would be a lot of them.
It's majority.
Yeah.
Majority of them are not using their accounting degree.
Right.
Now, does that make the college go, oh, no. We should have never sold that $50,000 education.
No. They don't care.
They don't care. Because whose job is it to succeed? Is it the university's job to make sure those 1,000 students use their degree?
No, it's the students.
It's the students' job. So whose job is it? To succeed, the distributor's job, or your job?
My job.
Your job for you to succeed, but it is your distributor who you signed up. It is their job after they spent the thousands of dollars it took to get started
right.
in the business. It's their job for them to succeed.
Right, right.
Not yours.
Right.
Got it?
Yep.
All right.
That's awesome.
So the fact that you have an accounting background tells me you really have the ability to focus.
Yeah.
Especially if you were a sapphire and you went to school for accounting. Well, hello, dude. You have an extraordinary ability to focus. You really do. So let's use that. Let's use the sapphire that's in you
mm-hmm.
to see where you're going instead of where you're at. See who you're looking for, and that's who you're looking for. Like right now, I am personally looking for two specific positions for my company. Two very powerhouse, high-level individuals, and I am out there talking to people. I am making dials. I am searching, and I have other people searching for me to
mm-hmm.
find specifically the individual that is going to fill the each one of these roles. There's two different people, two different roles, and I daily know exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And nothing else is going to suffice.
Okay.
So you have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think we established that.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yes. 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 This business is not a game of luck. At all.
No, I'm learning that more and more.
Yes. Yes. High-level people who have positions to fill, it's not a, oh, I hope I get lucky, or I hope I can find it. I'll tell you, people who have small businesses whose businesses can't grow, they always say, I can't find good people. There's
yeah.
just no good people out there. That's because that's what they're focusing on, so they attract every not good person.
Mm. Actually, this is great timing because I'm wanting to add people to our business so I don't have to be doing all the accounting, so I can focus more on the interacting with people. So
there you go.
That's awesome.
There you go. Yes,
yeah.
it is. So that's the same thing. So who are
yep.
you going to look for? Who are you going to allow hold that role? What specific needs have to be filled, and what kind of leadership skills do they have in order for you to bring them on board your company?
Right.
This is the same thing.
Yep.
Your
yep.
home business is exactly the same thing. You're not messing. You don't want to mess with riffraff.
Right.
You don't have time for that.
Right.
You're a businessman. You're building a dynamic business. You don't have time to mess around with whiners, complainers. You have time to mess around with people who don't know what they want to do.
Right.
You have a specific job to fill. Now go fill it.
That's perfect. I love
mm-hmm.
that.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. Carrie, go ahead and put it back in. I'm going to do some Q&A before we wrap up. We have about 20 minutes left, and I have about a 10-minute close. So if you have a question and you did send in your homework, please press number one. If you did not ask a question yesterday, if you asked a question yesterday, do not be double dipping. I know we have clients that loved that double dip. Okay, so if you haven't asked a question at all throughout the whole class, this would be the opportunity. I want you to do that. If you have one, if you don't worry about it. But press number one, and then Carrie, if you can give me one moment after you give me their name before you open their line, let me double check to make sure their homework is in.
Sure, I'm ready if you are.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's check Chelsea Drinkert.
Okay, I would be shocked if her homework wasn't in, and if her homework wasn't in, I would smack her. Yep, she's in.
Okay, Chelsea, your line's open.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my question. I really appreciate it, and thank you for pouring your heart out into us. Always mind-blowing how the Holy Spirit really works through you.
Mm.
But my question is, for a commercial real estate business, I combined, you told me nuclear coaching class to listen to Ruling the Real Estate Market weekly
yes.
since then. So I think I listened to it, I did the math like over 40 times or, I don't know, way more than that.
Wow.
But I've combined so the real estate market and then the prospecting script on
yes.
page 16.
So
and
proud
I realize
of you.
I've been in like tweaking mode, but I'm like, I don't even care. I'm just gonna use it because I just it's gonna work. It's gonna work anyways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when we do the second, we're gonna direct our prospects. We don't have listings because we're not a listing model.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what to direct them to. I thought about directing them to our website for a test, just to read over testimonials about us, or they're requesting information about leasing office space through a third-party website, and we kind of call, and I have to kind of annihilate and kind of weeds through a lot of their objections because they think I'm going to tell them about one space. I'm actually interviewing them, right, for like a client relationship. So I don't have buildings to directly give to them unless I have to put time in and doing like a customized search for them
okay.
to give them something to look over. So that my question is, what should I direct them to?
Okay. I want to totally and clearly understand what I'm hearing you say. I love how teachable you are. And I love how you are marrying these two industries together because they really are one and the same. Real estate was done the way that home businesses are done in the very beginning. Pretty much door to door is how you prospected. Okay, so your product is a commercial lease building.
Right, it's a service of helping businesses who need to lease space. So our job is to serve clients who need to lease space, and we help them locate it.
How do they find you?
Right now we're using third-party websites that they see an office building that they like, and they request more information, and I get their information, and I call them. They think I'm just some Joe Schmo with a listing, but I'm interviewing them if we can assist them with locating their office space.
Okay. Well, that's all on how you position yourself, honey.
Okay.
So, first of all, what gives you the idea that you are Joe Schmo who's just trying to put them in a building?
Oh, I'm saying I'm not that.
No, but you said they think I am.
Well, most of the time when a lot of people in the industry, they just request information on a building that, oh, that's not, I, never mind, I understand what you're saying. Crap.
You just walk into your own vomit.
Ew, I know. No, I understand. I get it. I get it. It's what you're just talking with a gentleman before, too.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. You are assuming they think you're Joe Schmo. You're assuming. Exactly. So, therefore, to be honest with you, I got to tell you, it tipped me on it. Because when you began to talk about it, you were really nervous. And so you don't want to be seen as you have perceived others who called them back before.
Yeah. Well, and then I found myself sometimes trying to prove that,
Exactly. Which means that in all reality, you are. Stop doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
That should not even be in your mind. What your focus is the service in which you are providing and the right kind of clientele that is a perfect match for the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're leading that conversation with. Not, please don't think I'm Joe Schmo, who's going to try to put you in my building that is not right for you.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you. I'm looking at your numbers.
Yes.
30 hours, lukewarm, 10 conversations. 10 dials. What's going on?
Right. So they're kind of combined. We don't receive a lot of our leads. Maybe get about 10 or less a week. So we're actually working with a customized SEO company to create our own landing pages. And he's Danny Johnson trained too. He's trained through you, and which is awesome. So we're working on that right now. So I'm using this as I was like, okay, Lord, this is a testing ground. I'm just gonna work this as until we being faithful to what I have right now of these leads, until we have the cream of the crop, I'm going to do my best what's in front of me to prepare for what's to come. So,
okay, so 10 leads a week. How many people are contacting those 10 leads?
What?
I'm so sorry. We're about to uncover something else.
Okay. Bring it, please. Tell me. Just lay it on me.
I am going to.
Okay, I'm ready. I have my pen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, baby, listen to me. This is so good. Are you looking for humans or animals?
Humans, obviously.
Okay, and some of those humans might have animals, but you are specifically looking for humans, right?
Yes.
Okay, who is your ideal prospect?
A CEO of a business who makes their real estate decisions with at least 10 to a 100 employees.
Okay. I'm actually in need of your service right now. It's too bad you're nowhere near us.
We actually know some couple of good brokers in Texas. So on
do,
these,
do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's, yeah, because I'm looking at some office space right now. Okay, so here's the deal. Humans that are CEOs,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to go about finding those people instead of waiting for them to find you? Because right now you're waiting for them to find you to the tune of getting 10 leads a week.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't enough to polish your toenails, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a little more busy than that. So what does that
right.
mean that you need to be doing? Where do these CEOs live? Who do they know?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to meet them?
So I just purchased the GEM facilitator course, and the goal behind that is to kind of how can we add value to these CEOs business owners.
Yes.
And you always say as business owners, you want, you know, efficiency, productivity, increase your income, and harmony. So we're gonna I'm gonna go in and offer that to businesses.
Yes.
Offering that service and then kind
yes.
of back in there.
Yes.
I'm part of a lot of like chamber events in my managing broker, which is
good.
My dad, who, praise God, he was on the nuclear coaching class and awesome to work with him. He's doing his part with his CEO council, 100 business CEOs. He meets with them every day. So there's other phone calls that aren't listed. That aren't just like, those aren't just prospecting calls, just kind of follow-up calls, lunch
yep.
meetings, you know, using that script yesterday that one gentleman said he combined of
yep.
the trade show. That was
yep.
mind-blowing. I have that typed up. I'm using that tomorrow.
Awesome.
So there's other stuff I'm doing, but I know I can do better, so I'm working towards that.
Networking is what you need to be doing. So when I'm looking at lukewarm
right.
market, right, and if you set
right.
aside 2 hours a day that you are going to go out and prospect, okay, and it's using form, it's meeting people because, okay, look,
right.
people, every human that you meet on the street, and again, you want to put yourself in places where that those people might know people who have businesses.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's strategically tapping into other people's center of influence,
mm-hmm.
form. Everything you see me on stage, every single time you're with me, gorgeous, and you're with me a lot.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Right? So it's now becoming the resource center and recommending. So when you're forming somebody, okay, it could be, and again, prayer, honey, because you mentioned the Holy Spirit, so I'm going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
You
always.
Ask the Lord every single day. Lord, you got 7
mm-hmm.
billion contacts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all 7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to meet 10 people today that would be strategic appointments that eventually could lead to someone who
mm-hmm.
needs to find a building.
Yeah.
So, again, it's being very specific in your asking. It's being very specific in your
mm-hmm.
looking, very specific in your knocking.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
versus
good.
Just aimlessly hoping that more
mm-hmm.
leads come off of the Internet.
Right.
So if
right.
it's, you know, in 2 hours, you are just going to go into the community and you are going to purposely meet people and ask the list, lead me to somebody. I'm, the next person I talk to, I'm going to make the intention of forming them, finding what their need is. How can I help to serve them? How can I help to direct them to something that's going to help them
mm-hmm.
with their career
yeah.
or with their kids, whatever their need is? And start
right.
building your own personal database of just people.
Mm-hmm.
Building that own personal list of names of just people right there in your community. These people have jobs or they're married to someone that does.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the jobs generally?
Where are the jobs? Well, so one of the
where
things
are,
that we do.
Where are the jobs?
Oh, sorry,
I'm
I was going to ask
you a question. Where are the
where
jobs
the,
usually?
Usually in office buildings.
No way!
So, okay, well, this is my next question. Then this led to my next question. This is phenomenal. So when a lot of it, like we do cold prospecting, which is walking into these office buildings And there's a receptionist there, and obviously our goal is to talk to the – we want to get to the CEO, but I guess people in the industry call it the gatekeeper, even though
yeah,
they're really doing nice, right?
Yeah.
So I guess my question is what script to use, and we have like a – well, we send up a follow card after we speak with the receptionist, and then continual follow-ups of kind of getting –
I think there's
a
script in the script book for getting past the great gatekeeper, isn't there?
I have it in front of me. I don't
know.
Hold
on. I thought there was a script. It might be in the supplemental, or maybe not.
Okay. I'm
but there is
one.
A script about getting past the gatekeeper.
I have to think about it. I have to think about it. I don't know. It's
not good. No. Okay, well, let me just go here. It's really simple.
Okay.
And it goes like this. It's, all right, so answer the phone.
Hello?
No, you're the receptionist. You know, ABC
oh,
Company.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for calling ABC Company. How may I help you?
Hi, who's this?
Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is everything going okay at ABC Company today?
Yeah, you know, the boss is a little upset, but it's okay. Someone brought donuts today, so it's great.
Oh, did you guys get them from Donut King?
I've never heard of that. We have Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you did Dunkin'. Oh, you guys got to try Donut King. Donut King is the best. Okay, so, hey, is Bob in?
He is actually unavailable and in the meeting right now.
Okay, awesome. Let me give you, I want to give you my phone number so you can give me a quick call back. We
okay.
got some business that we're working on. My phone number is 206-753-1234.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them know it's about the building.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Chelsea, it was really nice talking to you. What was your favorite donut, by the way?
Glaze with chocolate and sprinkles.
Mm, awesome. I guess I'll have to try that one. Chelsea, it was really sweet talking to you.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Hey, do you know about what time he'll get out of that meeting?
I think he's kind of pretty tied up all today, so
okay.
maybe tomorrow would be best. But he's not
okay.
really in the office a lot either.
Okay. So is there like a break in between? Because you know how that goes. You know, he's going to get 50 million messages today and, you know, so.
Right. Honestly, I really don't know, though. He's in and out a lot. Sometimes he works off his cell phone mostly.
Okay, cool. All right, no problem. Well, then I'll follow up with you again. So I'm looking forward to talking to you again. I'm sure I'll hear your voice.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
And just keep calling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because guess what happens? Hey, Chelsea, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me someone brought donuts again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm making a friend.
Right.
Hey, we talked yesterday. I left a message. It's about the building. Bob's just slammed,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay, no problem. So I'm just leaving that second message.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully you'll be able to get back to me. And you just keep
mm-hmm.
calling. And now you've made a friend with Chelsea. And now Chelsea is going to walk in and say, hey, Danny just called again. It's about the
mm-hmm.
building. What about the building? I don't know, but it's about the building. You
mm-hmm.
need to call her back. She's a really nice lady.
Mm-hmm. So
you turn the gatekeeper into your advocate.
Right.
By building a relationship with her.
And I actually just did this. They're actually a company in Texas, go figure. And I've been keeping a relationship with the office manager for like 5 months now. And it was a phone call, right? It was a phone call through this third party website, and I just kept calling. I'm like, yeah, we're pursuing a project. We're not really sure. Well, they became our exclusive client over the phone. We've only had a conversation with the CEO one time. Again, it's like a multi-million-dollar company, right? We had a conversation one time with him for 20 minutes, really about anything. But I just kept forming. The receptionist, and it's like really honoring her, sending her thank you cards, you know.
Awesome.
I know everything about her family, and
yes.
we just kind of met with them last week, and I think it's going to be like a one follow-up is going to make like at least $10,000.
Wow.
So I this kind of just epiphany. What if you like go into the office though, like in person? Same thing?
Yes. Remember, friends first.
Right.
Friends first. Don't go in there uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for Bob. You're looking to help his business. You're looking for a mutually beneficial relationship. You're looking to refer business to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing I was
talking
about last night. Exactly.
Right.
Bob,
right.
I actually would like to know a little bit more about your company. I do business here in the local area. We're putting together a small group of entrepreneurs that we are pushing business back and forth with each other. I'm looking for a small network of people that we can be pushing referrals so that we can really help each other build each other's businesses and platforms and brands in the area. I come in contact with a lot of people. I really want to know a little bit more about your brand. I want to know more about your company, how you operate, who is your ideal customer, and what is really going to help you move over the top. Because I know a lot of people, and the kind of line of work that I do, I meet a lot of different companies and people that might need services like you, and I'm really looking for someone that specifically just deals with insurance, but I'm looking for who the best brand is in the area. So tell me about yourself.
I'm going to listen to this so many times. So thankful right now.
Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
You're
really
welcome, you're welcome,
it.
You're welcome. Okay, awesome. All right, so Kelly, go ahead and put Chelsea back in, and then I just have some words to wrap the class up. First of all, you already heard from Laura and Brian last night. There's going to be one final homework assignment. It's going to be a survey. If you feel in any way, shape, or form that any of us have poured our hearts and lives into you through these 5 weeks, then please help us out by filling out the survey. There should be on the survey place for you to give us your story. What improvements did you make? Where did you find yourself before you entered the class? And then after entering the class, where are you now? Man, we heard some amazing things tonight, the epiphanies that you had. But I would like for you to attach a picture with your story. I want people to see your face because there are people that are assigned to your life. There's people that will relate to your face that don't relate to my face. There are people that when they see your smile, they would look at you and say, man, I just really trust that guy. Oh, my gosh, look at this story. And it isn't, oh, I made a gazillion dollars. It's not about that. But there's something that causes them to connect with you. And they won't connect with someone that looks like me, or they won't connect with someone that looks like Brian. But they will connect with someone that looks like you. So please attach your picture because I want to see your picture all over the place. So attach a story with your picture with that final homework assignment. There's something that you need to be aware of, and I'm so excited to share this with you. What I'm about to go through with you right now, I wrote 10 years ago. I think about all the times I've said this. And what's going through my mind is all the flood of the, sorry for being emotional right now, but it's kind of an epiphany, if you will. I'm sitting at my desk on my phone, the same desk I had 10 years ago in California, in my barn, the first place I did a prospecting and closing class. We transformed our barn into an office. 10 years ago was the first prospecting and closing class. I have the same exact binder that I'm looking at with the same exact scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:8 on the outside of it. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I wrote with something what I'm about to say 10 years ago. And the flood of faces looking at their numbers, looking at these statistics, and I remember seeing Jackie O'Quinn, Stacey O'Quinn, Sandy Krakowski, Jefferson Santos. The list goes on of the names who had zeros next to their names. I end this class with the same statement. You are being prepared and refined for what is to come. you were being prepared. And this 5 weeks has been a refining process for what is to come. You may be going through all kinds of challenges right now. You might be hitting brick walls. You might be frustrated. You might be feeling nothing is working. You might feel like you were the slowest one in the class. You might feel like you're the slowest learner. But know that even in those thoughts, being in this class, you are being refined. And those thoughts and the challenges, the brick walls, the frustrations, and nothing working, it's all part of the process. You have increased your value in these 5 weeks. Regardless of what your numbers say, you have increased your value. Some of you had phenomenal results. Others of you had intangible results. The intangible, most of what we were talking about tonight, what you're focused on, what you should be thinking about, what you're preparing yourself for. You're preparing yourself for, like we were talking with Doug, are we preparing ourselves for the person to tell us no? Or are we prepared to find the 7 leaders that we are looking to develop in our business? Your confidence grew. You got stronger. Your eyes were opened. Your ears were cleared. You grew to be wiser and more committed in your business. And your business is worth your time. You don't need to put in 40 hours a week in that business. You don't need to put in 80 hours a week in that business. Be wise with your time and focus on the things that produce the results. Others of you struggled, and yet I'm so proud of you because you plowed ahead. You did not stop. You plowed ahead. You did your very best to follow directions. And I am ever so pleased with that very action. Because those are sprouts, and it's proof of what is to come. You are being refined to build that multi-million dollar enterprise. You're being refined for leadership. You're being refined for driving a vision for an army that will follow that vision. You're being refined for solving problems without overreacting. You're being refined for no longer letting other people's negativity derail you from what you are called to do. You are being refined to be the best you that you can be and to build and develop a business that is built to last with foundational skills that you will use in every area of your life. Now you know how to prospect and close. What are you going to do with the people after they get started? Let me give you some simple things that I want you to begin to prepare yourself with. Because if you just continue to focus on this first small step, which to you seemed enormous, but if you begin to look ahead down the road, then hold on a second, I'll be getting people started. How am I going to lead them? Let me recommend 5 simple things that you must own, that you must make a part of your repertoire, that you must make a part of your business strategies. Number 1, presentation success system. So powerful, so filled with every single step of presenting, whether that is face-to-face talking to the receptionist trying to get through the gatekeeper to get to the CEO, whether it is standing in line, a long line, and having a conversation that you could give some bit of a presentation that results in some kind of action by them. Presenting to the spouse, presenting to the kids, presenting to prospects, business to business, however it's way that you do business. Presentation success system also comes packed with properly starting somebody with our three-meeting plan. You got to master that three-meeting plan. That three-meeting plan is what begins the process of duplication. Number two, insider secrets. This is where you must gain the understanding that not every single person that you get started in your business is going to be a hotshot recruiter or salesperson. They're just not. There's five different types of reps that you're going to bring into your business. Five. They all have an individual function, and you need to have a specific strategy for each one of the five. Earlier in the call, I was talking to you about that one that is here to be a part of the people. They haven't found a people like this in their church. They haven't found a people like this in their family. They haven't found a people like this in their job. They haven't found a people like this at their gym. They haven't found a people like this where they volunteer. But they're here, and maybe what attracted them here was the product or the business that you have. And now that they're here, they will tell you everything that you want to hear. Yes, I'm going to bring five people to the next presentation. Yes, I am going to talk to people. And yet, they show up again with nobody. Oh, well, I tried my very best, but I got busy with the kids, and my son was sick, but they keep showing up. You see, they don't even realize why they're there. But the reason why they're there is because they're there because they have found a people that they share a like vision with, a people that are positive, a people that are at least trying to pay off their debt, at least trying to do something better for themselves, a people that are learning, a people who are growing, a people with better people skills, a people with better leadership skills, and they just want to be a part of that. I remember when I was in high school and I met a boy who, you know, I felt madly in love with, I was obsessed with. And I would look at his family, his mom and his dad, his brother and his sister, and, you know, his mom was the school secretary, and his dad was an elder, and, you know, they did the Bible studies, and they went to all of his basketball games, and the family just seemed so beautiful, so functional, and I just remember sitting in my bedroom, hearing my parents beat the snot out of each other, listening to the music playing so loud. The television was as loud as the music. They're snorting lines, they're smoking weed, they're popping pills. My sisters being awful to me and to them. And I just remember crying in a corner saying, I so wish that I had that family. Why couldn't I have been born over there? So I understand being a part of something that's toxic, not helpful, not healthy, and wishing there was a people that I could call my own. So some people are here because that's the service that we provide for them. That's the service that our business provides for them. And that fills a great, huge, eternal need that no other place can fill for them in their personal lives. Not everyone has the beautiful benefit of having a really positive entrepreneurial family who believes in all things. Not everybody works for a company that, yeah, you know, they pray for the sick, see and be healed, they give to the poor, you know, they love each other, they encourage each other. When they screw up, they brush each other's knees off and say, come on, man, it's okay, let's keep going. Not everybody has that beautiful luxury of living in an environment like that. So when a distributor or a customer finds that environment within your organization or within DannyJohnson.com, guess what? That's the service that they're there to collect on. But if you don't understand what's on insider secrets, you will badger that person to produce, to sell, to recruit. You'll listen to what they say. I want to recruit. I want to get sales. I want to grow. Yes, I want to make a six-figure income. But in all reality, they're telling you what they think you want to hear. So therefore, you respond to the words that they're giving you that they really don't mean, but really are embarrassed to say, can I just hang out with you guys? I love the product, and I love these people. It's the only place that I feel good about myself. It's the only place that I find hope. It's the only place that I feel a positive conversation. It's the only place I feel like I could be myself. They don't feel comfortable coming out and saying that. But the reality is that's why they're here. And it's worth it to them to be on autoship for $100 a month to use the product so that they can be here. So Insider Secrets is going to show you how not to chase that person away, because you still want that autoship and you want to affect that person's life. And what happens is, as long as you motivate that person properly for what they want, not for what you want and not for what they say, but as long as you take good care of them, eventually what winds up happening is what happened to Kristen Niederhaus. I just finished describing Kristen. When I met Kristen, Kristen was living in a basement with crazy student loans and credit card debt, buying her groceries on her credit card. She had a tragic childhood of a murder of her mother and her sister. Tragic. Kristen, I met her through somebody else that knew her, simply doing exactly what I was talking to Chelsea today. I was just prospecting on, you know, in the community. Met a girl named Elisa Safin. Elisa went to school they both had nutrition degrees, with Kristen. She brings her down to a presentation. Kristen taps in. Kristen makes $2,000 her first 10 hours. And Kristen, pretty much, that's about what she made for years. And until I learned, and I learned from a mentor who built $100 million companies, and he taught me this thing about insider secrets. And what he taught me was, is don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. Some people are here because of the emotional content that you bring them. Well, Kristen hung around for years, selling a little bit of product here and there. She never really wanted to make big money, even though she said she wanted to. She hung around long enough to eventually bring in a few friends, went to her class reunion, formed three old buddies that she hadn't seen in a decade, and bam, all three of those women ended up at a First Steps to Success. All three of those women made thousands of dollars and popped Kristen's income up to over $7,000 a month. Kristen still was doing the same amount of volume she was doing before, but now her income shot through the roof. And she had people in her sales organization making six figures, working 15 to 20 hours a week. So I did what I was told. Love on her, believe in her, encourage her, keep this environment for her. Today, Kristen is a part of Smarter Networker. She's been a part of the same exact organization, my whole organization, for the last 20 years. Many of you have talked to her on the phone. She loves to serve. She loves to believe in people, loves to encourage people. This is Brian Niederhaus's wife. Which, by the way, that's how Brian ended up here. Same thing. Eventually, she's out there moving product. And she meets this hot biker. Not biker, motorcycle, but cyclist. So you understand. So Insider Secrets, you have five different types of distributors. You have to have a strategy that you use with each one of them, because strategy for number one distributor will not work with number five. And most of us are chasing people out of the business because we do not know how to identify who they are, what their function is, and really how to build a team. Number three, expose, involve, and upgrade. That is for all of you that are still batting zeros. That is for you also who maybe are not batting zeros, but you're going to be recruiting people who are going to bat zeros. Expose, involve, and upgrade is your safety net. You have to know what to do when people say no. So it's not only, okay, some people are comfortable handling objections, some are not. So what do you do if you're not comfortable handling the objections? There has to be a plan B. Expose, involve, and upgrade is a non-pushy, non-direct, a very indirect, very soft, simple, close, that through time and through the follow-up causes people to get started. And that is a very strategic way of doing it. It's not what you've heard on any of this class in these 5 weeks at all. Number four, dynamic duplication. Now listen, you and I have been on the phone, right? And for these 5 weeks, you've been listening to various different voices talking to you. Some of you put your kid down to bed while the class was going on. There's much more focus that happens when you are forced to sit down and press play and watch. Dynamic duplication takes you from, remember we're talking about the nonverbal communication? I used to go, in my very early days, my very first business, I had an office, and I would go in at 6 a.m., and I would watch these two videos. They were just taught basics. It wasn't anything in-depth training and nothing like what you've just experienced. And I would watch and listen and take notes. The next day, I would show up 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., and I would mute, not listen, but watch the body language of the millionaire. I studied the body language of the millionaire. Every other day, I listen and watch. Every other day, I just watched and did not listen and studied and took notes on the body language. I led an office that was there for 3 months and produced nothing. It had a top producer in it. He could not get a single sale. I helped that office that month do $250,000 in sales in Concord, California. I cannot strongly tell you how much that dynamically changed my life, studying that body language, paying attention to the way the movement was, how he spoke. You can do that same exact thing with dynamic duplication. It's from A to Z, from the whole process of talking to somebody, presenting to somebody, closing, handling objections, getting them started. It's the physical part of it. The physical part is what you have got to practice. Some things are taught, other things are caught. So it's not so much of, yes, hearing more, but it's more of watching and studying the movements. Because, again, 93% of all communication is nonverbal, and there's an attitude about the millionaire that's on that video that you have to catch. Last and final, instant customer goldmine. I told you last night, I believe, that building your customer base is where residual income comes from. It's use. It's the end use of the client, them using your product, using your service, and using it consistently. Instant customer goldmine, for some of you, is your absolute ticket to six figures and a six-figure residual income. And why? There's several strategies inside of these four audios that step-by-step show you how to start from the lead to not only getting that customer, but cultivating the customer in such a way that it becomes a referral source and you back end them into the business as a distributor. And those are the best distributors that you can get. Why? Because they already believe in the product. There's no question in their mind that the product doesn't work because they've been using it. Their friends have been using it. They have stories already, and so how to, in a very nonchalant, very non-pressure way, that they naturally birth themselves into your best distributors. There's several different ways that are shown in these four audios about how to get those customers, not just a traditional way of putting out a flyer or calling people, but how to cultivate an area and creating value in a marketplace that causes people to want to come to you. We also go through step-by-step party plan situations and things that people do that are huge mistakes that kill the sales in the party plan versus building sales, meaning getting $2,000, $3,000 in one single night from one single party. And that's just a product demonstration. I've seen that happen so many times. It is ridiculous how many times. In fact, Brian remembers a young guy. He was a college student. He sold $2,800 of product in his very first home party for the product. $2,800 using this strategy that we reveal in Instant Customer Goldmine. Imagine you having a couple of parties a week that are doing significant volume, and Instant Customer Goldmine will show you how to duplicate that effort to where it's not just you having parties or doing that kind of significant volume, what to do after the party, the whole follow-up party after the party that collects more volume even later. So imagine that duplicating through your entire sales organization to where you guys are professionally doing these presentations where people are gladly coming in, gladly spending money, gladly spending more in the after phone calls. And then through the after phone calls, I walk you through how to recruit those customers that were at that party to hosting the party themselves. Totally nonchalant, in a fun way, making money. So that's instant customer goldmine. So as I told you, you're being refined for leadership, leading a sales organization, and you want to have the knowledge on how to lead them specifically for your profession. Those five things are the things that will show you how to do that so that you are completely prepared on what to do. On the other flip side of that thing is most of the time people don't build a business very big because they can't see what that actually looks like. It doesn't just look like someone on a stage telling a big story. But like, what are the functions? What would I actually be doing when I'm actually doing that? That's what the important part about those five different things to have in your arsenal so that you have the architecture, you know exactly what that business is going to look like, and you start walking in it immediately. And if you can see it and you're walking in it immediately, now I'm telling you recruiting and closing is no big deal. That's like, nothing. Can't even believe I ever made a big deal about it. That's how you'll think about it. Can't even believe I ever worried about getting objections. Because once you can see the whole process, a lot of times people can't close or prospect because they don't know how to lead the person they're attempting to bring in. Well, these five things are going to show you exactly the entire business. You're going to have a great understanding of the entire model from a professional standpoint, not from the unprofessional standpoint. Okay, so I went over much longer than I had anticipated. I just want to really thank you for all the effort and time that you've put into this. I'm so very pleased with the results that I have seen. I'm so very pleased with the effort that I have watched, blown away by the testimonials, blown away by the results. So very impressed with your ability to focus, to receive, to retain, and to go after it. You have everything it takes. You as a team, I told you last night, I've never seen a team produce like this. You are remarkable. And this is going to be a fantastically spectacular year for you and your business. And you will remember being in this class, and you will remember the fears and the worries and the weaknesses and the doubt and the regret that you had. And you will speak that and say, I remember when, but this is where I am at now. So let's embrace the now, and let's go make things happen and build this thing and make history together. Other than that, we're done. So thank you so much for filling out the survey, your last homework assignment. Head on over to maybe Facebook and let's chat for a few minutes. God bless you, and I will continuously pray for you. Carrie, can you open the line so we can all say goodnight and God bless?
Good night. God bless.
Good night, everyone. God bless you and family. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. I love you.
Thank you, Danny.
God bless.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.